stockade where Juan was. He said, Juan. Juan rushed up. He said, what did you do? He says, Pedro said you could work for him if you behave. And no more spitting in face and I kill him, okay? I promise, Jackie, no more I kill him and no more spitting in the face. He says, when do I get to work? He says, as soon as I find Miguel, he's got the key, he'll let you out. He says, I'll go find him. Jackie went over to the cook shack. Manuel, he says, where would I find Miguel? Oh, muchacho, he said, he's probably with Jose, but Jackie, he says, don't go over there. He said, when you go over to Jose's place, you go there by invitation only. He says, you walk over there, somebody might just shoot you. He says, nobody goes over there. Nobody. Unless you want to get shot. He says, so I suggest that you wait till you see Miguel somewhere else. Jackie looked strangely at him. Oh, what do you mean? No one's supposed to go see Jose. Doesn't anyone see him? Oh, see, everybody sees him. But Jose's no fool. He says, you think he's going to let everybody come up there? Maybe someone take a shot at him? He said, his own people? No, oh, he says, not everybody here like him, you know. He says, like your friend Juan. He said, what would happen if you thought Juan could get close enough to him with the gun? I see what you mean, Manuel. He said, I guess he's a pretty smart fellow, huh? So what's he like? Whoa, he big man, big sombrero, beautiful pearl-handled guns, 16 notches. 16 notches? You mean that, see, 16. He said, he wears a big belt, trousers, boots. He says, like anyone else.
He said, when will he come out of the house?
Oh, he says, you see him when he goes on a business trip. He says, when he go rob the stagecoach or the bank or something, he says, he'll come out. He says, you get to see him.
Yeah, I don't even know whether I want to see him or not.
Hey, muchacho. He said, over there, Miguel. He says, he's going, he says, towards Jose's house now. He says, Miguel, the only one that get to go there without being shot.
Jay said, okay, Manuel, thanks. Miguel.
Ah, muchacho americano. He says, now what you yelling about?
I have a friend, Juan. He promised that he would behave himself and work. He said if he gets to eat at the table over with Manuel.
And who he gonna work for?
Pedro.
He say so?
Sure, he said so. I asked him.
Oh. All right. He says, come on. He said, we let him out. So he walked over and he opened the door. He said, hey, Juan. He says, come out.
Juan came out for the first time where Jackie could really see him in the daylight. His clothes were tattered and torn. He was skinny, nothing but skin and bones, and his brown eyes almost bulged out of their head over his black hair. Miguel looked at him. He said, you better eat and you better work. He says, you know, Jose tell me several times that maybe we better shoot you.
Jackie saw Juan grit his teeth. He knew what he wanted to say. He could just hear Juan yelling, I kill him! But he didn't dare. Miguel left.
Come on.
They went over to Pedro's stable. Pedro was sitting up practicing with his whip as he usually did. He said, this is Juan, Pedro.
Oh, Juan, I know Juan.
He said, show him what to do. He said, if you're around here, you're going to work. As they worked that afternoon, Jackie noticed that Juan was getting weaker and weaker, and he could hardly make it lifting up the hay and feeding the horses and cleaning out the stables. And finally Jackie says, Juan, sit down. I'll do it for you. I'm strong. Sit down. He sat down and Jackie worked twice as hard. That afternoon when Pedro came in, hey, muchachos, he says, how you do?
Looks nice.
He said, hey, Juan, maybe you learned your lesson, huh? Jack said, well, I think we both learned our lesson. He said, is there anything else you want us to do? He said, I don't think so. He says, you're free. He said, just be back here before we do chores in the evening. He says, to milk the cows and feed the horses and the cows and so forth. He said, we will. He says, can we go anywhere we want to?
Oh, see, except don't escape. And he laughed.
Jackie kind of looked at him. I mean, could we go fishing down at the stream or somewhere like that without being shot?
It's all right. He says, you're not going to go anywhere.
He says, okay. They went over to the cook shack. Manuel says, hey, Jackie, come here. Juan, come in here. Jack says, what we do? You know, do nothing. He says, Juan, sit down. I say, you too, Jackie. They sat down in the back where nobody could see him. He went over to the ice box. They had an old broken down box with ice in it. He picked out an old jug of milk, poured two glasses. He says, you muchachos work hard, especially you, Juan. He says, here, his sandwich for you. Juan looked up. He says, gracias, Manuel. You're not like the rest of them. He says, I'd never spit in your face or say I ever kill you. Well, I hope not. He says, where you boys go? Jake says, I thought we'd go fishing. Ah, good. He went out in the back. He got two poles. He says, there's a shovel in the back. He says, you can dig some worms out there. He said, but you better get back in time. Juan and Jackie grabbed the poles and the shovel and headed out into the meadows where there was a sort of a stream and a pond, and they sat down in the shade of a big tree, dangled their feet in the water, and tried to fish. And they fished, and it was the first time in months that Juan was out in the fresh air and the sunlight, and he seemed to enjoy himself. Jackie, he says, do you think that we're going to have to spend the rest of our life here? He says, maybe we get to be old men with long beards. Jack says, no, I don't think so. He says, Juan, I have a friend, Tom. He'll look for me. And if he doesn't, he says, I'm going to get out of here. Oh, you Americano, you think you're so smart all the time. Says, no, I'm not smart. He said, but Jackie, nobody ever escaped from Jose. Nobody. He said, didn't you see all the bullet holes in the dried blood? He said, those are the ones that escaped. He said, I know, but I'm thinking. He said, you can think all you want, Jackie. He said, you never get out of here alive. Neither will I, the two of us. Jackie kind of smiled. Isn't this better than being dead, though? Fishing. And just about that time, he got something on his line. Juan was very excited. He said, Jackie, look, look, look. And he began to pull on it, and he got up a great big fish. Oh, muchacho, you are lucky, said Jackie. You are real lucky. Juan laughed. He says, you're talking almost like me. You muchacho, so me goes gracias, and you learn all the words. He says, I probably will before I get out of here. By that time, Jackie's cork was bobbing. He says, look. And he pulled it up, and he got a fish. And finally, before they got through, they had two or three fish apiece. And the sun was heading down behind the peaks, and they headed for the cook shack. They were all excited. Manuel, look. Oh, you are fishermen. He says, now don't tell this to anybody. He says, you and me, we're going to have fish for supper. He says, those other hogs, he said, they'd gobble it all up. Jackie laughed. He says, all right, we'll keep it a secret. By that time, they heard the voice. Jackie, Juan! Jackie almost jumped out of the chair. He said, that's Pedro. He said, come on, Juan. He says, what you doing over there in the cook shack? You're working over here. Yes, we were just coming. He says, we're getting behind. He says, get the cattle fed. The horses in the stable. He says, I understand Jose going to have a business trip in a day or so. Jackie says, well, what do we have to do? He says, get his horses ready. That's what. Get the wagon ready. Jackie and Juan began to work. Juan was very weak, and he had given him a hard job of cleaning out the stables and loading it up in a cart. And as he was doing so, Juan just almost fell over when he grabbed onto the wheel of the cart. Jackie grabbed him. He says, Juan, he says, sit down. He says, you can't do this yet. You're too weak. He says, sit down. He said, I'll do it. And he began to work. He had everything almost cleaned up. When he looked up, he said, there, that. And he saw Pedro standing in the doorway. Pedro looked over at Juan, sitting down. Hey, Jackie, you work here alone? No, Juan was working, but he got sick and he almost fell over, and I told him to sit down. Oh, you told him to sit down. You the boss now, huh? No. I say, both of you work, and I come in here and only one working. He reached up for his whip. He says, I have a way of instructing people to work when I say work. Jackie saw him take the whip and crack it across the stable, and then he looked at Juan. Says, "Juan, stand up." Juan was frightened. He stood up on his thin, wobbly legs. He took the whip and whipped it right across his chest and ripped off a button off his tattered old shirt. He says, "Now, that's how good I am, Jackie." He says, "Now watch this. This time I'm not going to miss." Pedro had taken the whip and snapped a button off Juan's tattered old shirt. And he looked at Jackie, said, "Now watch this." Jackie rushed up. He said, "Pedro, please." He said, "I was doing the work for him." He says, "Please don't do that." He said, "You stay back." He took the whip and lashed it across Juan's back and split the shirt wide open as the blood came through. "You see, I'm pretty good, Jackie." Jackie rushed up and grabbed the whip out of his hand. "Say, you can't do that, no!" "Well, well, muchacho." He says, "You no like this, huh?" He says, "No," he says, "you shouldn't do that to him. He's been doing the best he could." "Well, all right, then we see how you maybe like it, huh?" He grabbed the whip away from Jackie and lashed him across the back and ripped his shirt open. And the blood started coming through. He says, "I think maybe you too, both of you need a little lesson." He says, "When you work for Pedro," he says, "you work. You understand?" He took the whip, and as he began to lash it across Jackie, it wouldn't come forward. He began to yank on it. And as he turned around, he saw Miguel. "Ah, hello, Miguel." Miguel pulled on the whip and pulled Pedro right to him. He says, "Pedro, you've been beating up on little muchachos again?" He said, "Well, they don't work." He said, "If they don't work," he said, "you've got to treat them that way." He pushed him aside. Jackie got up. He said, "Miguel," he said, "I was doing the work for Juan because he's too weak. He can hardly stand up, and I promised I'd do all the work for him." Miguel looked at Juan, picked him up by the hand. He says, "Get up, muchacho." He looked at his back. He said, "You pretty good with the whip, Pedro." "Oh, sí, Miguel, I'm real good with the whip. Yes, sí, sí." He says, "You know, I'm pretty good with the whip too." "Why, I'm sure you are, Miguel." He says, you're probably the best." He says, "Let me see your whip." Pedro gave it to him. He looked at a bridle hanging up on a nail. He lashed it back and ripped it right off the wall. "Whoa, Miguel, that's very good. That's very good." He looked at Pedro. "Miguel, what you do?" "Oh," he said, "I thought maybe I should practice a little bit." He took the whip and lashed it across Pedro's back and ripped his shirt open as the blood came through. "Miguel, Miguel!" "What's wrong, Pedro?" He said, "You don't like that, huh?" "Oh, it's very painful." "Well, that's too bad." He says, "You think maybe the muchachos whip on the back like that's not painful?" He says, "I don't know." "Oh," he says, "maybe I better try it again." "No, no, Miguel, no, please, no." He says, "All right." He said, "Pedro," he says, "if I come in here and you take the whip to the boys again," he says, "I whip you black and blue from one end to the other. You understand?" "See, Miguel, see." He says, "See, I understand." He looked at the boys. He said, "Muchachos," he says, "you better go get yourself fixed up." He says, "And you better take the rest of the day off." He says, "Pedro," he says, "you finish up your own mess." "Well, see, Miguel, see." Jackie and Juan both started down towards the stream. Manuel saw most of it. He had come up to the barn. He says, "Jackie, come here. Juan." He says, "Come in the back." He took him around the back. He began to pump the well and got some rags and washed their backs off. and then put a bandage on both of them. He looked at Jackie. He said, "Jackie, you should be very careful. Juan, you should be very careful too with Pedro." He said, "He's a mean one. He's a real mean one." Jack says, "I know, but," he said, "I just couldn't let him beat Juan because I was going to do the work for him." He says, "Sit down." They sat down on an old bench. He says, "Jackie and Juan, if I talk to Miguel, and if he talks to Jose El Capitan, would you like to work for me?" "Oh, sure, Manuel. You mean in the kitchen? I'm a good cook." He said, "I can do pancakes and everything." Juan smiled for the first time. "See, me too. I can cook." He said, "That reminds me, I bet you're hungry, aren't you?" He says, "You sit down." He fixed him up. Manuel fixed him up some food, set it down, and they talked. He said, "You boys will have to go back to Pedro." He says, "When I see Miguel, maybe tonight," he said, "I give him a special plate." He said, "Then I ask him." Jackie laughed. He says, "We got the rest of the day off." He says, "I think we're going to go fishing." "You see." He says, "Take the rest of the day off." He says, "Stay out of sight." He said, "Don't let anybody see you." So Jackie and Juan left. They went down to the stream, was their favorite spot, under the big oak tree in the shade, and they fished. And they hoped they would get a lot of fish, which they did, because they were going to bring it back to Manuel as a gift. And when they came in that evening, they brought quite a mess of fish to Manuel, who was very pleased. "Oh, muchacho," he said, "you give it to me?" He says, "For you." He said, "Don't feed it to those," he said, "I know what you mean, those hogs out there." He says, "We'll have fish ourselves." He says, "When they get rid of them," he says, "you come back, we fry fish." He said, "Oh, if you see Miguel, ask him if he likes fish, and maybe he'd come back later, huh?" He says, "Sure, I'll do that." So that evening, when everybody began to congregate at the big tables, and Manuel had to serve, Jackie and Juan were helping because they had the day off from Pedro. Finally, they saw Pedro way down the other end of the table, and finally, Jackie brought him his food and plates. Pedro looked at him, didn't say much, but he could tell that Pedro was very angry with him to think that his helpers had the day off, and they were over with Manuel serving food rather than working in the stable. The food was almost all gone, and most of the Mexicans had gone back to their respective stations. And they saw Miguel coming. Miguel would always come and get the food for himself and for Jose El Capitan. Jackie rushed in. He says, "Miguel's coming." "Jackie," he says, "go up." He says, "He's got that basket." He says, "Take it from him. Maybe you walk with him and ask him maybe if he likes fish." Jackie rushed up. He says, "Good evening, Miguel." "Ah, muchacho," he said, "how you feel?" He says, "you back better?" He says, "see," he says, "and gracias, Miguel." "Gracias, gracias, nothing, nothing at all." He said, "let me carry the basket." He says, "Manuel has the food ready for Jose and yourself. Do you like fish, Miguel?" "Oh, see, fish, hmm." He says, "yes, see." He said, would you like to come back?" He said, "we caught some fish, and not enough for everybody, but for you and Manuel and Juan and myself." He said, "we'd like to have you come and have fish with us." "Oh, see, muchacho, see. Hey, Manuel, you got fish, huh?" "See, Miguel." He says, "you think Jose El Capitan like him?" "Oh, see, see." He says, "well, if you want to wait," he says, "we'll fix them up now." So Miguel sat down. Jackie and Juan and Manuel fixed the fish, and finally they had everything packed for Jose El Capitan and Miguel. Miguel started to walk back to Jose's house with the basket full of food and the fish. And finally Jackie says, "Manuel, you gonna ask him? You gonna ask him?" "Ah," he said, "I'm a coward, Jackie." He said, "I don't have the nerve to ask Miguel for things like that." He said, "should I go ask him?" "I don't know, muchacho." He says, "sometimes he's in good mood, sometimes he just soon shoots you." He said,
"Sit down, Jackie," he said. "Juan, sit down." He said, "I have to be honest with you." He said, "Jackie," he said, "for you," he said, "I think maybe Miguel say yes. But for Juan, if he ask Jose, the answer be no. Because, you see, Jose El Capitan did plan to shoot you, Juan. But I'm doing better." He says, "You're doing much better." He says, "You no longer say spit in your face and I kill him." "Jackie," he said, "before you came, we could hear Juan screaming up there, yelling at the top of his lungs, 'I kill him, I kill him, I kill him.'" He says, "Maybe you are doing better." Finally, Juan looked up at Jackie with the big brown eyes. He says, "Jackie, you go. You work for Manuel, and I'll go back and work for Pedro." He said, "If Miguel lets you." He says, "I won't stop you, Jackie. I'll work. I'm fine." He says, "I'll work for Pedro." Jackie looked at Manuel, and Manuel looked at Jackie, and he didn't know what to say. Jackie didn't know what to say because Juan was willing to go work and let Jackie go ahead and work for Manuel. And Jackie wanted to work for Manuel so much because he could have all the food he wanted. He didn't have to have Pedro yelling at him, especially he was frightened of the whip. Finally, he went to Juan. He says, "Juan, I better work with you," he says, "for Pedro." He said, "until we can both go." Juan looked at him. "Jackie, you know, you don't have to. I can work." He says, "No, I've made up my mind." He said, "I'll go tell Manuel." He went into the cook shack. "Manuel," he said, "someday I'm going to work for you, but I can't leave Juan." He said, "I'm afraid something will happen. He can't do the work, and I'm afraid Pedro will come with the whip again." "Don't worry about that, muchacho," he said. "When he come with the whip," he said, "I better not be around." He said, "Yeah, but you may not be around." He said, "We'll find out." So the next few days, the boys worked for Pedro, and Pedro watched him like an eagle. Every time they'd sit down, he'd yell at him. Every time they went to get a drink, he said, "You drink," he said, "like an alligator." He says, "What's wrong with you? Always water, water, water." "We're thirsty, Pedro." He says, we work hard." "Well, you work hard," he says. "You'd like to sit around. That's what you like to do." So the next few days, they worked very hard, and there was very little time off. The only time Jackie would get to see Manuel was during noon hour when he went for lunch, or in the morning, or after supper, or in the evening. Usually, Jackie and Juan would go over to Manuel's place in the evening while Manuel was doing up the dishes, and they would help wipe. And then they would sit under the trees in one of the picnic benches where all the men ate. And they had a few dogs and chickens would come around and pick up the crumbs, especially one big rooster that Jackie liked. He called him Rooster. Said, "Here comes Rooster again." And he would go around clucking, picking up all the specks of food that was around the table. And it kind of reminded him of himself, just picking up the scraps, being captured and not being able to be free. One evening as they were sitting there, Emmanuel had his guitar out and he was playing and singing some Mexican songs, which Jackie enjoyed. Jackie turned and saw Miguel going across the courtyard. He said, "I think I'm going to ask Miguel about it now." He rushed up. He said, "Miguel, Hugo Americano." He says, "Jackie," he says, "how are you?" "So I'm fine. How are you, Miguel?" "Huh?" I said, "How are you?" "Well, you care how I am?" "Well, I wouldn't ask if I didn't." "Oh, that's nice. That's nice." He said, I feel pretty good." He said, "How's Jose?" "Oh, He said, "How's Jose?" "Oh, he's fine. He's fine." He said, "You really think you're interested in how we are, huh?" I said, "Well, I asked." He says, "You Americano, you think I'm kind of stupid, huh? You gonna ask me a favor, huh?" Jackie smiled. He says, "Oh, Miguel, you're too smart for me. I can't outsmart you." "Aha! You see, Miguel, he pretty smart." He said, "He know that." He said, "Well, okay, I admit defeat, Miguel. That you caught me." "Miguel, pretty smart. Yeah, but you kind of smart, too." He said, "Now, what do you want?" "Well,
Since you caught me, I guess I might as well admit it. I wanted to ask permission, he said, to work for Manuel.
Oh, you have my permission, I tell you that, muchacho. You work for me, he said, that Pedro. He said, someday I think maybe we shoot him.
He said, well, that isn't all of the request, though. I wanted Juan to come with me.
Ah, oh, Juan, he said,
maybe we shoot him, too.
He said, he no good, he's skinny, he can't work.
He said, but he's getting better, and he said he doesn't yell and spit at people like he used to.
Well, I don't know, Jack. He said, for you, I'd do it, but he said, I don't know about Jose. He said, Jose find out, man, Juan out there with Manuel, he says, maybe he shoot me. Oh, not you, Miguel. He says, you're the number one man next to Jose. Miguel smiled. Yeah, you think so, huh? He said, sure, everybody knows that. He says, next to Jose, you're number one.
Oh, yes. Ah, that's right, Jackie, you smart. He said, I figured if I could ask you, he said, anyone that is that high up, he says, could give me permission.
Sure, I can give you permission. I number one man next to Jose.
He says, well?
Well, we go talk to Pedro. They went into the stable. They said, hey, Pedro.
Pedro came across the manger. He said, oh, Miguel. Good evening, Miguel. Buenas noches.
He said, what's wrong, Miguel? Something I do? Oh, no, Pedro, nothing you do. He said, you've been good, you work hard.
Pedro smiled, oh, you think so?
He says, see, he says, Jackie, have a little favor to ask.
Well, what is it? I was wondering if you would spare Juan and me. We're going to work for Manuel because Manuel needs some help, and Miguel said he was all right because he's number one man next to Jose.
Well,
well, Miguel, if you think so, well,
I think so, Pedro. Oh, that's fine, that's fine. He says, that's very good.
He says, I give permission too.
Miguel looked and he threw up his hands to one side. He said, you see? Jackie, he says, see how simple it is? He says, everybody's so agreeable, huh?
Pedro looked at him and said, yes, that's very nice, very good, yes. He said, well, everything's settled then. He said, you and Juan, you go work for Manuel. So Miguel left, and as Jackie and Juan started to run over towards Manuel, Pedro said, hey, you come back here. He looked to see where Miguel was. He was gone. He says, you think you're pretty smart, don't you, Jackie? He says, you Americano, you think you got all the brains. He says, I understand you. He says, what you trying to do to me? And he said, playing with Miguel like that. He says, making him believe he's great. He says, you remember this. Someday Pedro gonna be number one man. You understand that? And he said, when I'm number one man, he said, you're gonna be at the bottom. He said, I wipe my feet on you. Juan looked up and sneered. Jackie could tell what he was gonna say.